With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The premier wraps up 2 days at the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force plenary. The Honorable Andre Ebanks says the trip also featured a, quote, packed schedule focused on diplomacy, collaboration, and unlocking new regional opportunities. The premier met with Trinidad's Attorney General and Minister for Foreign Affairs to, quote, strengthen bilateral ties, sat down with the Trinidad and Tobago Manufacturing Association to discuss expanding trade route possibilities, and attended a, quote, productive dinner organized by the Trinidad Justice Minister and top local business leaders to spark economic synergy. He's now in New York City for a Cayman Finance Roundtable and meetings with major professional services firms. Sunday is World No Tobacco Day, and the National Drug Council is highlighting this year's theme, Unmasking the Appeal, Countering Nicotine and Tobacco Addiction.
They're encouraging countries around the world to, you know, counter the marketing tactics that is used, especially when it comes to this new tobacco era that we live in. The tobacco products and the face of drugs have changed. No longer are they pushing the traditional cigarettes. They're now pushing these new devices, the electronic cigarettes, what people refer to as vapes. And they're doing so very aggressively, especially towards the younger population.
In D.C., Simon Miller tells Radio Cayman companies are targeting teens by featuring flavored products, eye-catching packaging, and social media personalities. He says significant concern is the misleading use of terms like tobacco-free or safer alternative.
These devices, they're just a modern day device that delivering the same sort of harmful chemicals. Now, yes, they're less harmful than your traditional cigarette, but they're not harmless. And I think that that's where people become, they get confused. It's actually an aerosol that is filled with a lot of all of the heavy metals, the leads, and a high concentration of nicotine. Very high concentration.
The 2024 Cayman Islands Student Drug Use Survey showed that 1 in 4 secondary students, that's about 22%, have tried an e-cigarette at least once, with the average age of first use at only 12 and a half years old. E-cigarettes were also identified as the second most commonly used substance among students aged 11 to 18 in the Cayman Islands. And in other news,
in Washington Heights,
the set is built, the lights are up, and Washington Heights has come to life on the Prospect Playhouse stage as Cayman Drama Society opens In the Heights.
Hey, yo, let me tell you something. In the Heights isn't just a musical. It's a whole vibe. We got dancing, rap, romance, drama, comedy. Basically everything except free rent in New York. I'm Sonny, and I need you to pull up to the Prospect Playhouse starting May 28th for 3 weeks only with the Cayman Drama Society. Bring your friends, bring your family, and come feel the energy of Washington Heights.
Coda right there bringing Sunny to life. The 12 performances continue through June 14th, and you can get your tickets at cds.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The U.S. military has accused Iran of a dangerous violation of the ceasefire after it launched a ballistic missile at Kuwait. Tehran said it had targeted U.S. bases there in retaliation for a U.S. strike on Iran. The projectile was shot down by Kuwait. Israel says it carried out a strike in Beirut as it continues its offensive against Hezbollah. Video showed smoke over the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital. Distraught parents have gathered at a girls' boarding school in Kenya, where 16 children died after a fire broke out in a dormitory. Some demanded answers from government officials. The head of the World Health Organization is traveling to the Democratic Republic of Congo as concern grows over the Ebola outbreak in the east of the country. Dr. Tedros said the DRC had defeated the virus before and would do so again. Italy has declared a red heatwave alert for the cities of Rome, Bologna, Florence, and Turin. It's the latest country in the Western Europe to caution against unseasonal high temperatures. Italian police say they've seized more than $230 million worth of assets that belonged to a late Sicilian mafia boss. Matteo Messina Denaro was captured in 2023 and died in prison the same year. BBC News.